Hello guys, welcome to another Chalk D podcast. We're going to get involved with a little bit more tuition on sparring today. So, sparring, we had one of the a question from one of the guys, and they were saying about the carryover and mentality between hitting pads and sparring. Now, it's always difficult when you're sparring, because you obviously don't want people to think that you're a bit of a mug, or you're going too soft, or you're going too hard. There's that kind of scalability and control that you have to bring into it. So when push comes to shove, what's the right level of contact to be bringing into your sparring? One of the quotes that we've said before is like, it's like stepping into a lion's cage and expecting the lion not to eat you because you're going too light or going too hard. It's that kind of, you're stepping into a confrontational environment. And the thing is that there's no winners, no losers. It's an opportunity to learn. Now, the thing is that if you get in there and you start smashing pads as hard as you can, what this does, it nurtures your the kind of strength and conditioning aspects of it, but you learn what is your 100%, what's your max hitting power, okay? And then you start feeling the tension or like being able to measure that tension when you're delivering your technique. Now, I'm not saying that you should be going 100% in sparring. You should be looking at kind of tapering that up as you get more experienced. But the thing is that it's still a contact sport, and there has to be a degree of control within that. So what this means is that it brings a certain level of emotional maturity to it, and normally this emotional maturity is linked with chronological age. So just because someone's a little bit older, people expect them to have a little bit more maturity. But I've seen kids in Thailand that are like 10 years old that have the emotional maturity of a fully grown adult. They've been able to kind of gauge their levels of contact, and if you start going hard on them, you'd be damn sure that they'll go hard on you. But this is the thing. Now, when people come to the sport late, when I say late, I mean sort of in as an adult, so kind of 17, 18, 19 plus, then you kind of go into it with a little bit of ego. And that little bit of ego tells you that you're not going too hard, or you don't want to be taken for a mug, or you play too soft, or be seen as a light touch, or whatever. So what you have to do is you have to have this scalability. Now, we've talked about this before in the self-defense stuff, and the beauty of grappling arts is that there's a scalability to the violence that you use, whether you actually control someone in a particular position, submission, a hold, or whatever. But with striking, it's seen as an either on or off situation. You're either hitting them or you're not. Well, That shows a lack of understanding over the striking side of things. Now, I always start off and I keep an open hand inside my glove. So the glove will still hold a residual amount of tension, but I'm not kind of tensing my grip too tight. And if you look at your hand now and make a fist, then you can hold a relaxed grip, But then if you really squeeze that, you'll notice that that your knuckles kind of exaggerate. Your knuckles look a little bit sharper. It's like that kind of Wolverine moment when the claws start coming out of the knuckles. It's the sharpening of those tools. So we have to be able to use that energy efficiently and correctly. So, like I say, when we first start out, keeping an open hand inside the glove, like popping out a jab, lifting up a technique, and it's this kind of gauging of reactions. Now, if someone steps up their level of intent a little bit firmer, and they start kicking a little bit harder than what you're expecting, it's like it's learning to embrace the situation, not get shocked by it, not being in fear of it, but certainly having an awareness of it's like upping the stakes of the game. Now, if it's like using like a card game as an analogy, if you're playing Pontoon or 21 or whatever you want to call it, it's a really simple card game. But the fact is that if you're playing like tempi a game, then it's almost kind of nonchalant. You're not bothered about losing tempi. But as soon as you start getting into it and people are putting like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 quid on each of these games of 21, then sometimes people will kind of shy away from it because you're playing on it's the play of the cards, it's the risk game. So having this like risk assessment and understanding consequence, when people hit you a little bit harder, that means that they're just putting more money on the table. So it's saying, right, okay, I wanna carry on playing this game. Let's match that bet type thing. But not getting to a point where it starts escalating and going, well, they've put £10 on the table and upping the stakes a little bit, and then you go, fuck it, there's £1,000 on the game, and then you're going all in and you turn it into an ego fest. Now what we're saying is that you can match that £10 and maybe edge it up to 11, maybe edge it up to 12, 15, whatever. It's that kind of cautiousness and a playing of the game, like a mutual respect. And that mutual respect, you can smile, you can nod, you accept it. You see this happening like a few times in sparring. But it keeps that kind of playful attitude towards it. That playful attitude means that you're now going to be in an accepting state, and then so sooner or later everyone's going to start getting to that kind of max out, and if you're happy and comfortable with that, then yeah, okay, cool, crack on. There's a time and a place to be having hard sparring, and what we don't want to be doing is playing all nicey and then as soon as someone ups the ante then we're getting scared. Then That's not building mental strength. That's not building a maturity and an acceptance of levels of contact. Now, if like I say, when you're doing this from an older age, from adults, then sometimes you might be the one that ups the ante sooner than your partner, and if it's scalable, if you're doing it with the right intent and maintaining this playful attitude, then there's always people in the gym that you know that you can take it a little bit rougher with, and you know there's people in the gym that you need to be a little bit more controlled with. It's not taking liberties. It's saying, right, okay, let's kind of play it. Let's play this game. And let's make it a little bit more risky, because that's the intent of it. Now, if you've already sampled what your like max power is, what your maximum efficiency is, and you can hit the pads as hard as you can. You've had a sample of what it's like when you're at that, when you're at your kind of max out level, when you've gone, fuck it, I'm putting £1,000 on the table on this game of 21, on a game of pontoon. Now, all we're saying is that if you get up to £1,000 and your training partner smile, nods, and they hit you back hard, that harder than you expect or harder than you're hitting, that's them then saying, right, okay, there's £5,000 on the table. It's learning where your levels are. It's learning where your levels of comfort are, and this like risk adverse mentality can sometimes hold people back. But if you accept the risk and you learn to play the game, well, okay, there's lessons to be learned on that learning edge. There's lessons to be learned when you're expanding what your normal levels of comfort are. Now, I'm not saying that it should be gym walls every time you spar. Generally, if I'm taking a more pragmatic, more kind of current science mentality, then there's a time and a place for hard sparring, depending on where people are in their careers. If I'm talking about my own personal experience, it was absolute gym wars every time we sparred down at Badcore, it was always rough sparring and highly competitive. But there was an acceptance that everyone was singing from the same hymn sheet. There was an acceptance that it was going to be tough, it was going to be hard, but we all smiled and laughed and enjoyed it. But depending on where you are and when you're like going into maybe new gyms or sparring with someone new, then I always say, play nice. Just play nice, play a technique game, play a strategy game. If they start going a bit harder, you can smile, you can nod. Is there a level of agreement, or are they looking intent and trying to make it into a hard spar? And understanding what the crux of the game is. I always go back to like film analogies and stuff like that. And you've maybe seen it on Snatch, you know, the Brad Pitt film. When the very first fight that Gorgeous George has against Brad Pitt, they're in that barn, and you can tell at this point that the character that Brad Pitt's playing has had a lot of fights. Now, Gorgeous George, the big heavyweight bare knuckle boxing guy, he's getting in there, he's trying to do the business, and he's trying to put him away early. He's swinging some bombs, but Brad Pitt's Mr. Cool, and he's turning around and he's like, okay, so that's the kind of fight that it's going to be. That one line speaks volumes, because it obviously means that he's been in lots of different styles of fights, whether they're like hard fights or wars of attrition. Are they technical games? Are they strategy games? It's the playfulness of that he's experienced lots of different styles of fights. So he's getting up, he's laid out on the pallets, he's pulling his knees into his chest, he stands up, he flexes his chest, he swings his arms out, it's like, that's the kind of fight it's going to be. And it was at that point where you realise, maybe Gorgeous George has bit off more than he can chew. And then this is when he steps in with that right hand, and Brad Pitt counters him with a right hook counter, and puts him to sleep in one shot. Now this is what we're talking about. So, if you wanna go all in on your sparring, just make sure that you're not biting off more than you can chew. Play nice, have a mature attitude towards your sparring, and then you can gradually ramp up and get a level of comfort. The thing about it is that if you're always playing light, then people might say that they don't want to test you, or they don't want to push you on. If you're happy to step up, then you go a little bit harder, and they'll certainly match you. The more experienced guys will certainly match you. But this is where learning's done. Like I say, this is the learning edge. So sometimes people need to be nurtured. Sometimes people need to be pushed. And I'm aware that because of the audience, this advice is trying to span so many different levels, from the guys that are just starting out and looking to nurture their technique, to guys that have been training a little bit, but they're maybe in the first couple of years of sparring, to the more experienced and professional fighters and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get a wide spectrum of skills across, but it's saying this is the understanding. So understanding the levels of contact and learn how to play the game. So I hope that kind of answers the question, and gives a little bit more of an insight to how to apply this mentality. It's choosing your sparring partners correctly. If you want to push the level, then you'll go with the biggest, baddest, hardest hitting guy in the room. And if I'm not available for that, then I'm sure there's some of the other fighters that are there. But this is what we're talking about. So if you want to challenge yourself, you can kind of take it forwards and push yourself with the more experienced guys, and say, well, how hard do you want to go? Find out where your levels are, and then look to push those levels. Look to push those boundaries. But if it's getting too much, if it's getting too hard, or if someone's going too hard on you, then don't be afraid to say, "Whoa, chill out. All right, let's calm it down a bit. Sorry, mate, I went too hard then." And having that maturity to say to understand what your level is. Now, this doesn't mean that it's going to be gym wars every time. It means that we're smart enough and non-egotistical enough to say, that's too hard. I don't want people getting knocked out in the gym. I want people testing. And there's a scalability within that, of playing too nice and playing like a touch sparring game into an actual application game where you can learn to relax. A lot of the time people go too hard because they're working from a point of fear rather than confidence. What I want to do is nurture your confidence. And if you're getting your confidence knocked and you're reverting back to this fight or flight, understanding this sequence, understanding this mentality, means that you're going to develop your emotional intelligence. And this is what we'll come back to. So nurturing that emotional intelligence, understanding what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, understanding what your level is. If you start going too hard, then there's people in the gym that will gladly step up and have a hard spar with you. But if you want to play nice, if you want to play technical, it's not an on or off switch. It's a gradual increment of being able to put in like 5-10%, and you like touch sparring, maybe not even that. You could keep it at like a 1%, so you're just making contact. You can just do your touch sparring work, or you can get your shin guards on, get the big gum shield, big gloves and gum shields in, and go at it. So, but I'd say that needs to be under a little bit more kind of supervision, because people never want to say that's too hard. So make sure that you're doing the harder sparring with supervision, so that everyone's playing off the same hymn sheet. Okay, I hope that has shone some light on the situation and it hasn't kind of muddied the waters too much, but certainly understanding that there's so many different shades of grey in between, understanding that you can hit hard on the pads and then testing those levels in your sparring. Sometimes it's just a case of getting in there and doing more sparring until you get comfortable doing it. So I hope that's been enough of an understanding, and you can take a little bit more from that to challenge yourself in your next sparring. Okay, all right, cheers guys, thank you very much, and I'll see you on the flip side. See you later, bye.